This is RSB at the Update, episode 62. The demons grew beards overnight. Hello everyone, we're here this week with a special Canadian edition of RSBNB Update, 100% Canadian hosts. This week I am with Alex43, who is a writer on the RSBNB Informer. Would you care to say hello?
Hello.
You were last on the show, I think, what was that? What episode number was that? Was that like 24 or something? Like before?
It was 15. I think Carl was on 29 or something. I was on 15, I remember.
Oh, right. That was the Christmas drop. I think it was the one after the Christmas drop party, if I remember correctly. The RSBNB drop party. Anyways, RuneScape updates for this week. What do we have? Graphical update of Dragons, Demons, and Giants. What do you think of these? Are they better than before? What's your thoughts on them?
Well, I really like the art now. The demons look a lot more demonic, actually. And I think the dragons look pretty cute.
Yeah, they definitely
look... I was a little bit disappointed about the...
They do look more realistic, and the moss giants, fire giants, ice giants also look more realistic. Like, the ice giant is icy, the
moss look a lot more realistic.
Has more plant life on him, that sort of thing. Demons appear to have random color in the eyes and sometimes decide to grow a beard. So, I don't know, they look pretty good. I was there seeing them, and as I recall, there's been one glitch that was spotted basically with it. When a demon is killed, it kind of like contorts itself and turns inward and just looks really odd. So, that's what we have for this week. I don't know that there's much more to say about the dragon update, unless you want to think, if you can think of anything. It's not really going to change gameplay that much.
It's just a graphical update. It doesn't exactly have too much interest in it. It just looks nicer.
Yeah, I know. I was at the Blue Dragons that day, and it was very busy. Very busy, because people were wanting to fight them. There was like 10 people there at the ranging spot in the Taverly Dungeon waiting to get their hands on one, so... Definitely brought interest into those classes of monsters once again. So, yes, what do you rate this out of 5?
I'll rate it 4 because I didn't like the giants very much. The moss giants are terrible.
Okay, I'll have to go 4 on this too, because they do look better, but I'm really not sure if this is...
They take longer
they
to die.
Yes, that is right. The animation of when they're dying, and then they do a slow fade out rather than just disappearing. So they could take a while. So, I don't know.
Yeah, most giants, they take about 5 seconds to die.
Really? That's,
I found one, and it took them quite a while. Yeah.
Well, based on the RSBNB community, 85% of the people who voted on our topic in the forum say rate this as 85%. So, or rate this as 5 out of 5. So that's pretty good, I guess.
That's
good for JX.
That's good.
Short update this week. I guess that September should be interesting. They are starting out with their new... they added the new area guides and the knowledge database for the free-to-play areas, like the entire side for Hawk, Falador, Lumbridge, Alcard. Basically tells you what quests start in there, what people are there that are of use, what patches and other points of interest are in the area. So it's nice that they're doing this rather than having people to have to go out to an external website, like a fan site, to do this, like RSBNB eventually. So I guess that's just their own way of keeping tabs on everyone and making sure they're using their site rather than a fan site.
They don't want fan sites out there.
Yeah, that's probably something that they want, that they don't like, but they really have no control over who buys a domain and who puts up a fan site, so...
Yeah, and what they put up on it.
Exactly. Postbag from the Hedge. Do you read these monthly?
Of course. I look forward to them, actually.
What is your favorite one for this month?
They're kind of funny.
Yeah. There's that one about from the Dear Slayer Masters. Why can't you use bread as a special attack against jellies? I know that I'm quite partial to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yours fraternally, Doug Lantrine. Dear Doug, I once heard of an adventurer tried to use bread on a jelly, and just look what happened. Yours slayingly, Chaildar. It's just the fairy slayer master. You see the jelly put the guy inside the piece of bread, so I quite enjoyed that one.
It's a pretty big bread.
Yes. Yes. Any specific you like this month?
I thought it was all good, just like the rest of the month.
Okay. So, I guess we are...
Exactly I like. I just like the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Apparently you can send in your artwork now. People can send in artwork to their postbag at jx.com.
I tried that a couple of times, but it's not working.
I don't know. Maybe I'll have to send something in with my crude hand-drawing abilities. Anyways, shall we move on to questions for this week?
Sure.
Okay, go right ahead and read it.
Which guild do you believe is the least used, and why is it not used? Also, which random event is your least favorite? By consensus in-game, people agree that Evil Bob randoms were the worst, though I believe that the pirate from farming is the worst, as he always knocks me up before I can complete the lock. Thanks again for the wonderful shows. PFK99.
Right. So, what guild is the least used, do you believe?
I think the Legends Guild.
Oh, yeah. Because,
They have the Shadow Warriors down there, but that's it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do have to go up there for the half shield to get that other half of the half shield, so.
For the half shield.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
and
interesting. Mages, yes.
Because the deck won't give you a second.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to say the Ranging Guild, because I have no idea of anybody who goes in there. And the only times I've been in there, it's been deserted.
I go in there to... Sorry. Well, I usually go in there to make dragon hides into dragon leather.
Oh.
That's pretty useful. And it also has a very good range shop.
Is it like at a reduced price or something? If you use it there rather than some other tanner place?
I usually use there, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, PFK99s. I think this one is a fairly obvious one. It's either a tie between the Legends Guild or Ranging Guild, but if the people who listen to the show have a different idea as to what's used, then please let us know. I don't know. Wizard Guild, maybe?
No, the Wizard Guild's pretty good.
Cook's Guild?
Rune Shop.
Cooking Guild?
Okay, I never go there.
Yeah.
I never go there. They got that new pie stall, but...
Oh, right. I haven't even ever made any pies or whatever, so... Anyways. So, definitely, Cooking Guild or Ranging Guild, I'd say. Alex says the Cooking Guild and the Legends Guild, so... Thank you, PFK99s. Okay.
He also asks what random event is your least favorite.
Oh, right. Forgot about that part. My least favorite would probably have to be... Oh my, this is a tough one. It's definitely a tie between the annoying ones, like the sandwich lady or... but all the other ones where you get taken away somewhere, like the mysterious old man. That one random event, the maze one, the mime, the quiz master, that one's a fun one. So I'd have to say some of the annoying ones like the box man or the what you want to call it, that one. That's right. Yes. What's your least favorite?
Which one do I not like?
Yeah.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say, actually, because lots of them give really good rewards. The maze one gives a pretty good reward. I just got one today, and I got 49 coal.
Oh,
now
yeah.
That's 40%.
Oh.
but I'd have to say the worst ones are the ones that give me sapphires.
So like the mysterious old man that pretty much, or that pinball, yeah. That pinball one.
Mysterious old man. Pinball one was annoying, yeah.
Yes. The entire screen moves around, but apparently that can be autoed, so I don't know. Okay. Next question from Fergusie. What is the fastest possible way to make 2 million plus without being boring or complicated? Well, it totally depends on what skills you have. For instance, if you have 75 plus fletching, I'd say you just go buy some U logs and go fletch them into U longbows and then just sell those for 550 each. That's a good amount of profit there. Or there's rune crafting. Those are my top two favorite. What are yours?
Mine, well, first off, today I got my very first dragon drop at Dragon Legs, and those are pretty much 2 million right then and there, aren't they?
Oh.
So just go fight some iron and steel dragon.
Yeah, but if you have to hope you'll be lucky, because some people just have inherently bad luck, like me. Yeah. But if you're lucky, I guess, just fight monsters then.
Well, fighting them is not exactly boring. There's always a bit of a challenge in
there. Yeah, that's right. Dust devils, maybe? I have to go
dust
do
devils,
some...
Dust okay. That's an exception.
I have to go do some of those. Because I have a problem. I need 80 range, so I need to go do some dust devils. Yes, yeah, so get lucky, fletching, or runecrafting. I hope that's a good enough answer for you. Thank you, Fergusie. Oh my, one long question here. I'll take this one. Then we got a smattering of short ones. I've a whip, dragon legs, and 7K. I want to turn this into big money really quick without selling much to buy supplies. However, every time I train to level up, I get bored and eventually quit. My two current achievable ways of making money are runecrafting through the abyss, train runecrafting to 44, then use it to make 2K nats, sell them for 600K, and then buy 6K pure essence to get 6K natures. If I do this, then I'll have about 2 million. My other option is to get my fletching up and do the infamous U long high elk. The only problem is woodcutting and fletching gets me really bored really, really fast, which I am considering. I have like 20 fletching levels to gain till I can even make U longs. What should I do? Phoenix Empire. So what should he do to turn this into cash, that what he has?
Well, runecrafting is a little bit more risky if he's going into the abyss because of PKs.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you're right. Shopping logs can get pretty boring.
Oh, yeah.
However, it's a lot more safe for...
Yeah. Unless you
but
get
then
some...
if you think about it, if you chop U logs, you could probably get seeds.
Oh, right.
Get valuable seeds from chopping U logs.
Right. Good idea there, so...
So I would go with woodcutting and... I'll go with woodcutting and fletching.
Yes. And I guess then you'd have to spin the flax, too, if you don't have money to buy the strings. So, yeah. Or because he can't even make U-longs yet. He's 20 levels off, so... cut maples or whatever you can fletch. Fletch up to 75. And then you'll want to go and make a whole bunch of... Get U-logs and then string them and then sell them. That's a good amount of profit there. You can make 2 million profit on 16K U-longbows. I've done this myself. So, I think that one's done.
Wow.
See, what I did is I got 94 fletching, going from 91 to 94. And this required making 16K wow. U-longbows. And that was about 2 million profit. So, that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad. I should probably start trying that.
Yeah, what is your fletching level?
My fletching level? 62.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm not really a fletcher.
Well, I'm not a ranger or a crafter, so it all evens out. Thank you, Phoenix Empire. And we move on to the next question from Bib User, which Alex can take. Go right ahead.
Do you think it was right for the USA to drop the atomic bombs on Japan during World War II? From Bib User.
Well, Bib user. Alex, do you think it was right?
It was something that it had to do, not right or wrong.
Exactly.
They had to end the war somehow.
Yeah, because if they weren't going to do that, then there would have been a whole lot more casualties happening with sending in ground troops, and it would have taken a whole lot longer. So I agree that it was the right piece of, right action to take. Okay, now this question...
probably would have been more atomic bombs.
Yeah, but it was definitely the right action to take. Okay, now this next question is from Kyle. Okay, does Canada have an army? Of course we have an army. We are a country that has the second biggest landmass in the world. Of course we have an army. That has to be protected. We're not that fishing colony up in RuneScape, the Pictolaris or Pictoletus, whatever you want to call it, fishing colony. We're not a fishing colony. We are a real country, so of course we have an army. Yes. We're not a fishing colony. We have an army. Yes, we're not the Piscatoris fishing colony. Thank you, Kyle.
That's what it's called.
Yes. I'll take this next one.
Okay.
Do you think RSBNB update will ever be distributed over BitTorrent? That's from Kevin. That is likely to not happen because the way iTunes works, it can't use BitTorrent for downloading files. And with BitTorrent, it requires many people to seed the file. Basically, what seeding is when you share a file, people download it off of you, and then they have parts of the file. Then they become a seeder as well. So basically, if there's no seeders, there's no way for it to be downloaded. We tried this in the early days of the show, and there was never more than one or two seeders, so the speeds were very slow. Right now, we've got a good distribution place called Libsyn, which handles all of our bandwidth and stuff for a good price per month. Next, do we use BitTorrent for anything? Alex, do you use BitTorrent?
Never. Haven't even heard of the thing.
Well, I use it for legal stuff because it can be used for illegal stuff, but I use it for completely legal purposes such as like downloading Linux distributions, that sort of thing. Big security updates for the OS.
That's probably why I don't use it.
Yeah, because it really, you need to know what you're doing in order to make sure you're not sucking down your entire upstream bandwidth, which on most connections is less than 512 kilobits per second. And if the upstream gets clogged and the downstream gets clogged, and your internet just grinds to a halt. So that's probably why most people don't use it or they've never heard of it. So I just use it for legal stuff. Nothing illegal about it. Thank you, Kevin. Okay. What are your feelings on Slayer, and why does it take so long to raise? From Casey Jones X.
Because you're weak.
So, why do you think it takes so long to raise when something like, say, construction, you can simply buy the materials to do it? What do you think?
Maybe it's because it doesn't really take any money or resources. You just have to go to the Slayer Master, get the assignments, just
and then
go right
go
over
kill
there,
things.
Kill some monsters.
Go back.
Go kill things, repeat. Plus, you're not only getting Slayer experience, but ranging, magic, fighting experience,
yeah,
even
whatever
experience,
combat experience
at the moment as well.
You choose to do so. Yeah. I guess it's just one of those sub-skills that goes along with it, and there's no real way to train Slayer just specifically, because the way it works is the number of Slayer experience is the number of hit points a monster has. So if you're fighting men for Slayer, which only have 7 hit points, and you have a task of, like, 20 men, 20 times 7 is 140 experience, which is not much experience for a Slayer task. So that's why it takes so long. And that was probably something that was designed by Jagex just to annoy people because people were getting levels too quickly. Yes. That's from Casey Jones.
Actually, I think it was because that the Jagex team... Actually, what I think it was is I think the Jagex team wanted people to go fighting a lot more different types of monsters instead of all focusing on one certain type.
Oh,
so they developed
yes.
So people would fight more different types of monsters and leave them for other people to fight.
Right.
Basically, just to spread them out.
That's a very good point, because I know before the Slayer update, monsters like Shadow Warriors and some of the other hot ones like Greater Demons and all those other kinds were always crowded. So I guess it was a way to decrowd the monster spaces and give people assignments as what to fight. I don't know, I think that was a good idea on their part for that. Interesting idea, though, on that. Is this one done?
Of course. I guess so. I got nothing to say about it.
Okay. Finally, a question from Bagra Bloke. Kind of a question about the world. Do you think if we tried, the British Empire, encompassing England, Scotland, Ireland, Canada, and Malta, could take over the world? Huh. Well, that's only, what, 5 countries out of the many millions that exist? Or no, not millions of countries, hundreds of countries. But I don't think those ones could do it, but if the next part of the question is right, which says if we join forces with the U.S., then sure. U.S. has lots of people. Look at how many people they have in Iraq. So definitely that could happen. So that sums up questions
for... Would we really want to, though?
I don't think so. That sums up questions for this week. Reminder, questions can be sent to questions@rsbnb.com in the form of a WAV or MP3. If you do audio, they should be under 30 seconds in length, and text questions are also acceptable to that address. On to tech news now. What browser do you use? Do you use Firefox, or what do you use at home?
I don't use Firefox. As a matter of fact, my computer is Windows 98. I don't think I use anything. Probably.
Oh, just a default Internet Explorer, then?
Just default Internet Explorer.
Oh, yes. Well, and anyways, Firefox 2, Beta 2, shipped today. This is kind of an interesting timing as Internet Explorer 7 release candidate 1 was released last week. Basically, what a release candidate is, for anybody out there who doesn't know, a release candidate is something in programming when they're approaching the final stage of a product, and there'll be a few release candidates, and then eventually one of these will be released. Go up to as many release candidates as there needs to be. Anyways, in this one, interface is being tweaked, being made more user-friendly by a company called Radiant Core in Toronto, and many other things being changed, including the icons and buttons to suit the Vista style when it comes out. This tab overflow thing, for like if you create many, many tabs, it'll eventually, in the beta, it'll make it so that you can't access all these tabs and they'll just be harder to access. So in this version of the beta, it makes it so that if you put up a new tab and you can't see it, you can have a drop-down menu of all your tabs. So that's kind of interesting. So, definitely something to check out that's due by the end of September. You should probably check out Firefox at getfirefox.com. Also, there'll be a Firefox-friendly search reminder that'll pop up in the upper right corner if a site has a search that is Firefox-friendly. Because, you know, some sites like Wikipedia, you know the standard Wikipedia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some sites like Wikipedia have searches that are made for Firefox, so with those searches, people can add them to their search panel. And then with this, it'll just pop up and notify you that the website has a search feature like that. So that's a good feature. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you can download the release candidate at the Mozilla website. Oh, kind of interesting. Okay. Next piece of news we have is that Google is releasing a package for the Office. Basically, this will consist of a customized version of Gmail, which is like that will be like the Exchange server that Windows uses.
Cool.
Also, they'll be able to send messages showing the company's domain rather than Gmail, which is a good plus.
Very.
Calendar, Page Creator, and Instant Messenger. So, definitely seems as though they're trying to target Microsoft's land. But Google says that they play down these kind of views in which that they are not actually trying to work against Microsoft's Office suite. And anyways, after AOL's privacy, little that whole privacy scandal where search records started turning up and whatnot, people are not sure if they want to be submitting their data to third parties. Did you hear about that AOL thing with the search results?
No.
Well, basically what happened is AOL, that big internet service provider, put out people's search results online anonymously, of course, and then once you gathered enough info on a person, you could basically put together their identity. So that's why people are kind of leery nowadays to submit data to these kind of big places. So, I don't know. Good for Google. Final piece of news. Internet service providers are soon found that the majority of their bandwidth was taken up by BitTorrent traffic. BitTorrent again. How interesting. Huh?
Again, yeah.
Yeah. Popping up and popping up. Anyways, Canadian provider Shaw, which I'm on, is throttling BitTorrent service, which basically means they'll put other requests ahead of BitTorrent, which slows down the BitTorrent. So if you're on the Shaw network and like me, you might experience a BitTorrent slowdown. I don't know, that's not really right to be interfering in internet like that. What do you think? You think people should have the right to interfere and control what packets get priority and stuff like that?
No, not really.
Yeah, exactly, because the way it's supposed to be is it's the internet, which is a global thing. No one company should have the ability to monitor it, which would probably end up being the U.S. government, because that's where most of the nodes are. So, I don't know. Basically, but there is a way to encrypt the BitTorrent traffic so it won't show up as BitTorrent. And there is no way for them to get around. This is the way to get around the ISP problems. And so it's just going to be an ongoing battle always. So I don't know. You can check out the story. It's kind of interesting. I thought I'd just tell you about it for anyone out there who uses BitTorrent. That's pretty much the end of tech news I got. Rants? You want to read this first one for us, please?
Sure.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. I am a true woodcutter, and I have seen the price of yew logs drop from 300 each to 235 each, mainly because of macros, autoers, bots. My rant is how easy it is for Jagex to solve this problem. Make rune, all types, of axes, only used when wielded. I know that macros just keep the axe in their inventory and use it. This will surely stop or slow them down at least. Surely this will go to bronze or iron, but hey, it's a whole lot better than them wielding runite axes. This could also be used in mining. Please support and use constructive criticism. I would also like to hear your ideas. Free bumps are welcome. Thanks. P.S. Peers, well, tough luck. Jagex does not mean for peers to be in this game. Majority of RuneScapers are not peers. We should not have to curve around just for you peers.
Well, what's your thoughts on this? Do you agree with what he says about making it so you have to wield it?
Well, I never really wield it when I'm chopping or mining or anything.
Yeah, I know, that would just be totally unfair, because, like, I am running around doing my farming runs, right? And I have trees, so with these trees, there's something called the magic secateurs, or whatever you want to call them, and those are wielded in my hand. So I don't want to have to take those off and put an axe in my hand and chop like that. So I think it should just be left how it is, and there's really no way to combat this unless they want to bring in, like, peer logs, like they brought in peer essence, which would be totally wrong. But I don't know. This guy must have it out for peers, but for
I don't
skill
really know
peers.
If,
okay. Go ahead.
Sure, go ahead. Oh, me? Okay.
Yes.
I don't know how having axes in their inventories are going to stop them, because all the authors would have to do is just click on their axes in their inventory, wield them, and then just keep on using the author.
Yes, that's right.
Isn't that what it works? How it works?
I think so.
So it wouldn't even make a difference if they did that.
Yeah, exactly. But this guy's just targeting skill peers. See, the peers I have a problem with are the ones who feel that that everybody else is a prayer noob who uses prayer, defense noob who has defense. But skill peers are the ones that have the toughest time in the game. If you look at a skill peer, skill peers can't do all the quests you can do. they don't have access to the transportation as easily as you do. If you want to teleport somewhere, you just press a button, right?
Yeah.
And they have to go get a tablet or use a portal or something like that. I don't know, this guy's just going out against them, but I don't like this guy. I don't know, that's a bad idea, but nice try. Thank you. Can you take this next rant? It's like an essay.
You want me to take it? Okay.
Thank you. And I'll take the last one.
Okay. Short and simple rant with a simple point. And it's not short. Read below if you're too lazy to read this. Okay. So you're fighting that level 126 in full Daroks. He's below 10% HP. You are at full health with no food. He hits stat 60 on you. You manage to hit an 8 on him, leaving him with 1 health. You decide that after about 7 zeros that you should just take him with you when you die. So you flip on Retribution. Next thing you know, he hits a 20 on you, and walks a step back. You kneel down, lay on your hands in front of you, and bow down to him. Oh dear, you are dead. The Retribution missed. Now, wait, let's back up. How did that 126 know how to avoid my vengeance? Oh, wait, I can answer that. The Retribution prayer is a, insert God's name here, a forsaken billboard that is glowing above your head. I don't want my vengeance to be foreseen and only go a few spaces. I want my vengeance to hunt my enemy down and make him writhe on the ground in pain. I want him to eternally feel my wrath from beyond the grave. I want my prayer to make him suffer. If I'm killed by a team, I want that group to each be taken out by my wrath from beyond the grave. I want to make him suffer! But what's this? Retribution only attacks those around you. Solution? Have it so it's hidden. Or at least have it so it homes in on all of your killers. Okay, so we've noticed that the Retribution is showing up. Big whoop, we can live, I guess. Anyway, why exactly would I want to pray to my feller again? Who really would? I'd rather curse them than pray at their feet. I would not like to use my last breath praying to them. I would rather use my last breath as a pathetic attempt at killing them. But no, I have to pray at their feet. I'd much rather have a make a final charge and die halfway. So for you who don't get this part, here's the solution. Make it so that we fall on our knees, then lie flat on our face. Summary of thread for those who leave the read. Number one, make it Retribution isn't the billboard above your head. It follows them or have it used as a much longer reach. Number two, make it so that instead of praying to my feller, I fall down on my knees and flat on my face. I, and much others, would likely prefer it to what it is now. Rules, no spamming of flaming, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Wow. Interesting. Basically, it's about that prayer that hurts people around you when you die.
And it's your dying pose, too.
Yeah. Isn't that the point of it? So you can escape it, or... Like, if you can... If you see the person using the prayer, like, are they supposed to escape it, or what? I don't know. Well, I really don't know about this one. Well, if they can escape it, then it... I can see how that can be unfair, because you want to take him out with you, but maybe hurt them a bit, because I don't know if it would be right for the thing to hurt them unless it's some sort of magically thing where you come back from the dead and you hurt them with, like, however much a Retribution hits. So, I don't know. I'm going to be a fence-sitter on this one and say that I'm not sure whether I agree or disagree. You agree with it?
I disagree.
Okay. Okay.
Because if you think about it, worst case scenario, you got a whole clan, they all turn on Retribution when they're PKing, and then everybody who fights them is obviously going to get damaged. So all they have to do is all fight one person, and if they all die somehow by an ancient or something, the ancient just gets full force and dies just like that.
Yeah.
All his efforts put to waste.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
Fair.
Well, Retribution is a prayer that was
dying
brought out.
I'll probably agree on.
Yeah. Okay. But that dying pose is... Was that the same dying pose they used in RuneScape Classic, or...?
I think he's saying the dying pose that when you die in regular RuneScape, you actually fall down and it looks like you're praying at his feet.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's saying that instead you should just fall onto your knees and fall flat on your face, just die. Just make it look like you actually die instead of bowing down to him.
Yeah, that's right. What happened in RuneScape Classic when you died?
When you died, you just vanish and turn into bones.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's no pose or anything. The combat just stops. whoever is the winner just stands there without the combat, and then you just see the bones and stuff on the ground.
Okay, so that is a good point about the dying animation. Like, looks like you are bowing down, so thank you, whoever wrote this rant. Okay. Next piece of rantus here. Giant rock crabs are level 137 and they drop level 2 clues. Come on, can someone who wears Addy kill one? I think not. It's the same with Walluskies. They hit 30s. I got hit a 31 today, I'm not lying here, and they drop level 2 clues. Can someone with 30 all stats, that level you want Addy, be able to kill one? I don't know. Also make the Fremenic monsters drop level 2, level 3 clues. Huh. So he's talking about these crabs from that quest, the Recipe for Disaster one? Or Giant Rock?
Waterbirth Island.
Oh, right, those. Okay. So, I haven't ever actually been there, so I'm not sure on this. But they are,
they're,
I know, high
really
level.
Tough. I've tried fighting them on... Actually, they're just actually tough.
Okay.
Giant rock crabs, I fought a couple of them one time. I used my halberd. It took me half an hour.
Really?
Because they have really high defense. The only way you can really hurt them is by magic.
Oh. So then how would a level someone who wears Addy be able to fight these? And get a level 2 clue. Yeah, this doesn't make sense. I have to agree with this one. Good rant.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. That's the main part of the program for this week. Okay, other news here. Or let's do what have we been up to on RuneScape first. What have you been up to on there?
Just doing stuff, training my Slayer, training my Herblord, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I got my very first dragon drop today, which happy.
Dragon legs.
My very first dragon armor.
You keeping them or selling them? Or?
I'm keeping this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
one of those things that you just want to keep and you never want to give away because you're so happy you get it.
What combat level are you now?
I'm coming level 108 now.
Oh, that's pretty good. So,
I got
dragon
attack,
drop.
And defense level at the same time at the Blood Veld then, and I got a hit points level soon after that.
Oh, training with a spear controlled or...
Okay,
or
you
something
go ahead.
Controlled. I guess, to get them all at the same time, right? Yeah, okay. Well, good job with that and the drop. I need some of that luck, so if anybody out there who has luck and wants to share, figure out how to send it to me. Well, this comes the time of the show when we say, what has Shane been doing on RuneScape? Well, I got 70 prayer. 70 prayer, that's a good level to have, I think. Also, I've been working on 80 range, which is very, very slow going, especially using pest control. So I'm just thinking of getting 50 more pest control points and then heading off to the Dust Devils. So, or something else, Blue Dragons, Dust Devils, whatever's quickest. So that's what I've been up to.
You know what I think we should be allowed to do on pest control?
Hmm.
Use cannons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because then you could hit a great amount of damage. I know I was there testing out Ice Burst, and I was able to get like 1,500 damage in one game using Ice Burst. So one can only imagine what using Ice Barrage would be.
And cannons.
Yeah, so it's you can get lots of damage if you know what you're doing. So.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely good. Anyways, other news. We do have a website. It just dawned on me that I should be mentioning this every show. You can go to update.rsbnb.com. The reason I mention this is because we have some people from iTunes coming in, and they might not know we have a website, so update.rsbnb.com. You can go there and check out every episode past 56, and the older ones are on the forums. We are still looking for an economics person for RSBNB Informer. That would he or she would be starting at the end of September for that issue. So if you're interested in working on the economy section, please send your application to rsbnbinformer@gmail.com. We really, really need this. So if you have past merchanting experience, that'd be nice. But nothing's stopping anybody from just applying. So. please apply if you want to, and title it RSBNB or title it Economics Section. To RSBNB
Informer. What exactly
Informer
was the person doing? Sorry.
Go ahead.
What exactly would the economics person be doing? Would they be putting down prices are, or would they?
Yeah,
be
they'd be updating like the they'd be updating the prices, creating a chart with percent increase, decrease, maybe later graphing prices of items as time goes on, like over the past year or something like that. So if you feel you could do that, or you know anybody, you can tell them about that and tell them to send the application to rsbnbinformer@gmail.com with the title. Speaking of that, we do have a new issue of RSBNB Informer coming, issue 3, which will be out, which is out now by the time you're listening to this, because it is Friday, September 1st, when this is hopefully getting out. So it will be out by the end of tomorrow, I guarantee it, Friday, September 1st. And we got lots of good articles for you this month, ranging from interview with someone very, very famous to customizable home pages and lots of other great stuff that we have. So your article came out pretty good this month, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and we
not
do have
bad.
A few.
I added a true space picture to it.
Oh, yes. Well, people will just have to wait to see that until it gets put up then, won't they? And we do have some new features coming out at RSBNB soon. Soon. Soon being within the next few days.
Like what?
That is still... It's a surprise.
Oh, I love surprises.
Yes, it'll be very useful. It'll be very useful for all of the RuneScapers out there, ranging from skill pairs, constructors, to combat people, to people who like making friends with the gnomes, people who like PKing, everything. So be watching out for that.
You're making a skill modifier?
What? I'm not making anything.
I'm joking.
Yeah, that's illegal, even if you could do it, so.
I'm joking.
Yeah. So are we done for this episode 62?
I guess so. There's nothing left here.
Okay, so this has been Shane1288 and Alex43, who is a writer of RSBNB Informer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See ya, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Just like to remind you that we have our own chat room. You can access this by going to the forums and clicking on chat. You do have or need a forum account, so if you don't already have one, register, then click on chat. It's a great amount of fun. Hope to see you in there.